Legionnaire's disease this summer, both nationally and here in Michigan. It has been 42 years since the first outbreak of the mystery disease that eventually became known as Legionellosis, and it took some serious medical detective work. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markell is with us now. So 42 years ago this week, the Pennsylvania chapters of the American Legion hold their state convention in Philadelphia. How many were there and where'd they stay?
There was at least 2,000 members, and it was at one of those grand old hotels, the Bellevue Stratford Hotel on Broad Street, which is still there. And, you know, with the big lobbies and all the convention rooms, it was one of the perfect places to hold a convention of this size.
And that was going on this week, 42 years ago. So what was the first sign of trouble?
Well, in retrospect, it probably all started on July 23rd. But there was a group of vets who started reporting to the VA hospital in Philadelphia to see a doctor there named Franklin, Dr. Sidney Franklin. And they all had atypical, what's called atypical forms of pneumonia. Didn't fit patterns of, say, bacterial pneumonia. They were coughing a lot. They clearly had fluid in their lungs. They were short of breath. And some of them had extremely high fevers. And within a week or two of the people who were presenting to Dr. Franklin, a couple of them died. And so that's when he decided, you know, I don't know what's going on here. I don't have any blood tests that is telling me what's going on. I don't have any x-ray tests that will tell me exactly what type of pneumonia this is. And even the antibiotics I'm using, they're not working all that well. So he called in the CDC. And the CDC, of course, went on the case. The Epidemiological Intelligence Service, as they call it, they came in with the shoe leather epidemiology.
And that was the digging. And when you stop and you think of the optics of vets getting sick and dying during the big bicentennial summer celebration.
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia. So that grabs some attention, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard for people to remember today how big the bicentennial was and even the lead-up. Remember, I was on CBS, I believe, they had a bicentennial minute every night.
They did.
And if you were a great TV watcher, as I was at the time, you watched them every night. And then there was, you know, the whole build-up to that summer. And so the optics looked quite bad. There was another issue, too. Dr. Franklin worried there was a recent case in February of a strange form of flu that killed a couple of servicemen at Fort Dix in New Jersey in February, and that was called swine flu.
Oh, and I remember the
right.
Big swine flu buildup.
Exactly. So there's the big swine flu buildup in the Gerald Ford administration, and his CDC director, David Sensor, who was a Michigander from Grand Rapids, geared up for that massive vaccine program. By the way, an epidemic that has been referred to as the epidemic that never was.
Never was.
So that created a whole set of different optics. So you have all this stuff going on, bicentennial, Philadelphia, the
veterans,
and some weird disease, some weird infection.
And people
disease.
Are dying.
And people are dying.
So ultimately, how many got sick? How many died?
182 people got sick and 29 died.
All right, so we talk about the shoe leather. What kind of detective work happened? How did they crack the case?
Well, it's fascinating. They went all over the hotel, and they checked the walls and the wallpaper and the elevators and the stairwell for some type of contaminant. They looked for people who might have been ill. My favorite is that the pitchers that were serving the vets their Bloody Marys may have had some cadmium in it, and cadmium poisoning can somewhat resemble influenza-like symptoms. No go.
They were even thinking birds, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, you know, they were looking at there were various shut-ins at this hotel that lived there permanently, and somebody said, I heard a parakeet, and parakeets can spread a disease called psittacosis, which is also flu-like in its symptomatology. So everything was a zero. Everything.
Until
there was a Christmas party down at CDC in Atlanta, and there was a microbiologist named Joseph McDade, and one of his superior officers sort of razzed him, you know, you guys can't figure this out. You're the CDC, you can't figure it out. So it was over Christmas break, and he holed himself up in his laboratory with a lot of guinea pigs and a lot of blood and tissue samples from those people who got ill. And he did this and he did that, and he finally discovered a new bacterium, which he named Legionella pneumophila. I can never say that. Pneumophila. And it was a new bacteria. And it was discovered to be something that would grow and propagate in stagnant water, in heating, cooling, mostly cooling systems, air conditioning systems. And it's a new disease because when you think about the advent of air conditioning and the advent of skyscrapers in terms of how many tall buildings there were, the 1970s is sort of that tipping point where you would see something like that. They probably saw a few before, but they didn't recognize it.
So that aha moment sent them down the right path.
Right. And then they figured out they needed different types of antibiotics that would break through the cell wall of this bacterium and treat it far better. And they also had to incorporate far better inspection and maintenance procedures for various air conditioning or climate control systems. That said, as you mentioned in the lead-up, there are still buildings that they don't check all that well, and probably the cases that we're seeing today are from such buildings.
And certainly it played a role in the Flint water disaster.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, stagnant water, old pipes, not a good thing. We've known this for 100 years when you think about malaria and things like that, but there are other bacteria that like to grow and do their stuff.
But just stop and think, there's probably an entire generation of folks who are not old enough, if I dare say, who remember that summer 42 years ago when it all began.
It was so scary, and, you know, not many diseases are named after a convention, but this one was.
University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor, Dr. Howard Markell, thank you.
Thank you.